During the last municipal election, many candidates expressed a commitment to alleviate the constant gridlock on St. Albert Trail, which is frustrating to be stuck in but also environmentally problematic. On a recent Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m., I headed into Edmonton driving down 170th Street. Starting at 137th Avenue, I drove south all the way to 95th Street, through a total of 16 intersections controlled by traffic lights. Total distance, 7.3 kilometers. Total number of times I was stopped at a light, 0. I drove the speed limit along with a group of 50 to 60 cars as we sailed down a heavily developed six-lane road crossing many major intersections. I have never been able to drive from the north end of St. Albert Trail to the south end of St. Albert, the same approximate distance of 7.1 kilometers and number of intersections at 14, without being stopped at least 5 to 6 times. I am not a traffic engineer, but common sense tells me if Edmonton can adjust its traffic lights to allow for the safe, efficient movement of traffic about their city, and here in St. Albert we are multiple years into studying the problem and working on a resolution, perhaps we need different traffic engineers. Our planet needs all the help it can get in fighting global warming. Having thousands of cars needlessly idling away hour after hour and day after day for no reason is shameful for a city which lists, as its sixth priority, environmental stewardship, explore innovative environmental and conservation opportunities. Our mayor and council should demand better from our transportation department. Brian Lowe, St. Albert.